definitely.
Because you're saying it's muscle. Are you just essentially pressing the muscle differently and better?
Essentially, yeah. I mean, massage is a technique that we use. One of our treatment techniques. So facilitating your blood flow, for example. We use various techniques in physiotherapy. So there's dry needling, there's, as you can hear, there's stretching, some sport activation, mobilization. So there's a lot more that goes with physiotherapy than just massage, which I know everybody thinks it's just massage. but yes, there's a lot more facets of treatment techniques that we use to try and treat your condition.
Okay, let's tick off muscle spasms. So I got a muscle spasm here yesterday. Okay. But I had a massage. I have a regular massage, and I swear by Rhoda Fredericks. Mm-hmm. Sorry, he's the best masseuse in the world. Awesome.
Introduce us. Please. No, introduce us.
She works at the Vine Road Medical Center in Woodstock. But she's I think you'll actually enjoy it. And I get muscle spasms, and I haven't been able to go because she was on, took a break, obviously, over the festive season. So I got the spasm in a new place. Yeah. I don't know what muscle that is.
Oh, yes. That's your groin area.
Yeah.
Mm. Chip, I'm closer to my knee.
Okay. If you say so.
Yeah, okay. Is that a muscle?
It is a muscle.
But I couldn't stand behind the microphone. I had to go and walk up and down, and then it was fine.
Mm-hmm.
Why did I get it?
Sure.
Is it because I've had a muscle or a massage after a long while? Could it be just that break?
It could have been. I mean, it could have been a break, and then maybe the pressure differed at the area that you're not used to, or you had a massage and then sitting for a long time, you didn't stretch that muscle out, and then when you did want to move, it just threw a tantrum.
Okay, do older people get this cramps more than younger people?
You know what? It depends on what
the cause is.
It depends on the cause of the spasm. So there are different reasons. I mean, it's on the medical side of things with regards to imbalances in electrolytes, which is your potassium, magnesium, calcium, chloride, versus whether it's a muscle spasm in reaction to an underlying condition. And that's the difference. So older people, or varying ages, I suppose, on the medical electrolytes imbalance side of things, that's a medical condition that physios don't necessarily, you know, deal with as often, unless people are doing marathons and, you know, it's about drinking enough water and making sure that balances itself out. The type of muscle spasm we deal with is mostly a muscle that goes as a reaction to what is happening. So if you have back pain, or there's a joint that has been dysfunctional, or you have been sitting for too long, or, you know, something has happened, the muscle will react to that. Most people think the muscle spasm is the problem. Mm. That's not the problem. That's the symptom. Mm. You know, it's trying to warn you of something. It's trying to protect you that something else is going on.
Drink some water could be such a warning.
Maybe, yes. Mm. So the small little twitches, which is the electrolyte imbalance, that's a simple twitchy type spasm. Right. You know, the other side of things is what you've got, and the actual physical involuntary contraction of the muscle itself in a response to something else that was happening.
I've just noticed Leanne's, my physiotherapy, is you're the proprietor. This is your practice.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and of course you work together.
I work with Leanne. Yes.
Okay. Yes. So how long have you been an entrepreneur with?
This is my 20th
practice
year of practicing physio.
Okay.
Yes, but this is my, I took over this practice in the beginning of 2015. So that is since it's been my own.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's been is it different being in business than actually working somewhere
else?
Oh,
no, I hate the business side of things. Yes, that's
too.
The worst side.
Listen, let's take a listen to this. And in order to hear this voice note, you may need to put on your cans. Okay, so let's take a listen. Chatting with physiotherapist Leanne Samai and Camila Johnson, talking about cramps, but not only about cramps. If you have a question for them, this is the opportunity. And that number, 021-446-0567, WhatsApp 072-567-1567. Joe, let's take a listen.
It's so interesting that you're actually covering this right now, because about 8 days ago, I started suffering. I'm 59, fairly fit. I started suffering from severe lower leg muscle cramps, but every morning, every single morning, starting at about 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, I can just tell that I'm going to get one. And now my legs are pretty sore even during the day. I can just feel like there's a muscle cramp starting. The only thing I can think of is about 2 weeks ago, I've started banting, but I'm drinking copious amounts of water, taking all my supplements. I'm eating lots of vegetables and fruits and protein. So very interesting to know why this would be suddenly happening to me, like specifically at a same time every single day. Kara and Komaki.
Thank you, Kara. And I want you to answer that question directly. But also, I get the sense maybe that people that suffer it more regularly than I do, it could be a deeper kind of issue. But we're in your hands.
Yeah.
In your hands, literally.
Literally. yes, it is. Thank you for that question. I think it's multifaceted in terms of where she finds herself. Sorry, Kara, where you find yourself at this stage with your exercise. I think it's a little bit of both, actually. The electrolyte imbalance side of things. It sounds as if you are really, really taking care of your well-being from a nutritional point of view, from a water, from a supplementing with vitamins point of view. There might be something in that aspect that needs to be addressed that you may not quite be getting 100% accurately. On the physical side of things, in terms of your exercise, I think where spasms also do arise from is too much mobility and doing too much can also be a bad thing for you. It's not only that too little is a bad thing.
Interesting.
For you.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And it's the type of exercise that you do. And you know the saying of practice makes perfect? I don't believe that. Perfect practice makes perfect. So if you're not doing things exactly the way that it should be done, the body is very tricky. And if you're not listening to what your body says and wants and needs, and you deviate only slightly from that, it does bring you some sort of injury or, you know, that goes along with that.
Okay, Kara, I hope that answer kind of helps. But you would suggest to Kara to go to a physiotherapist?
Absolutely. The most important part is being evaluated properly and finding the root cause of it.
Sure. And it's an evaluation that you're qualified to make.
Absolutely.
I think we need to understand and make a distinction between massage, and sometimes they are absolutely amazing.
Yes.
Masseuse, and they even tell you, I'm an instinctive masseuse, and I'm like, ooh, you know. What does instinctive masseuse mean? It means they've got a sense of where you need to be massaged. I mean, really? And you know, they pull it off. I think some people have inspired and healing hands. I believe that. But then again, I'm a fairy. If you want to get a real sense of your body, you probably want to go to a physiotherapist and not just a masseuse. Now, I have some tennis elbow.
Yes.
And somebody writes, is it advisable to get a deep massage from someone that has no formal training? The question is, can you get a wrong massage if you're not going to a physiotherapist?
Yes, you can. Yes, it can definitely make it worse.
Can it bend your chassis? Can it buckle your chassis if it's not right?
Huh? Yes, it definitely can. It depends on the type of tennis elbow. There are different grades of injuries. And it also depends on the time frame.
Can't Camila come and do my tennis elbow?
Not without evaluating it.
That's a format I must fill in.
Yes, you see. So having a proper evaluation and knowing where you are in your stage of healing, like when did it happen? Is it 5 days later? Is it 10 days? Is it 2 weeks later? The treatment is directly proportional to that time frame where you are currently in. So if it happened this morning, I'll stick some ice on there and say, you'll be fine. Yes. If it was 2 years ago, I'll get out my needles and I'll get out my elbow grease and everything to get you going.
Okay. And you'll get needles as well?
Absolutely.
Is needles a science?
It is. It's a Western tradition as opposed to the acupuncture.
That's a Western tradition.
Yes,
dry needling.
Dry needling, as opposed to the Eastern acupuncture. Yeah.
That's interesting. Just another one on the topic of this thing here that I have. How would you deal with tennis elbow? And is there any way you can deal with it without hurting the patient? Every physio has always hurt me. Please advise, says Natalie. Why are you guys so evil?
We are.
They don't nickname us physiotherapists for nothing.
Is it a case of no pain, no gain?
I think there's a fine line between damaging your patient and bruising them versus trying to get what you're trying to achieve from the massage. So if your purpose of the massage is, you know, facilitating blood flow to the area, which inevitably helps with healing, or whether it is trying to loosen up some tissue that has gone quite tight due to your injury, I don't like hurting my patients. It unfortunately ends up, you know, you need to do it at some point. But there are techniques.
Look at that. You said that with joy in your heart. Let's just take this question from Paulette. Paulette is a question for our physiotherapist. In the studio, we have Leanne Samai and Camilla Johnson representing Leanne Samai Physiotherapy. Go ahead, please, Paulette.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My husband gets a chronic pain or cramp, or I don't know what to call it, in the arch of his foot. It often wakes him up, and when he gets up, he can't even walk. And as sort of sporadically as it comes, it goes, and then maybe 2 or 3 weeks later, or maybe 2 days later, it comes again. And it is absolutely excruciating, and he doesn't know what to do with it and what it's from.
My wife has exactly the same problem, Paulette. I'm as keen on this answer as you are. Let's take a listen.
So the pain in the foot sounds like a typical condition that people have heard of. Plantar fasciitis usually presents in the morning. That is due to a various factors. I mean, it could be from incorrect footwear, could be from posture related, could be because he's on his feet all day, and generally what is called the fascia underneath your feet.
Fascia.
Fascia, yes, different to muscle. It tightens when you are sleeping. And then when you put weight on your foot for the first time, it's just unbearable amount of stretching. So what he can do, maybe before getting up out of bed, he could roll his foot over a tennis ball or roll your wife's foot over an ice-cold bottle of water, which generally tends to warm that muscle up before you go and put pressure on it for the first time. So I think with that condition, it's more trying to figure out why it's happening, the cause, before we go and treat.
Yeah, so you want to look at his at his how it and when his symptoms are presenting.
Yes. It might be, like I said, because of incorrect footwear, or even
I don't think he's posture. On high heels.
It could actually be because wearing shoes that are too flat, actually.
Yeah.
Oh.
With no support, yeah.
Okay.
Or if he's got a flat foot, you might need an arch support, and you can get that at any store nowadays or from a podiatrist based on the assessment.
Let's take a voice note. You want to listen to this one, another answer required. Go ahead, Joe.
A very good day to you, Clarence. Mark from Kenwyn. Also, I found that I also used to suffer these cramps, and it was someone mentioned that it was put down to dehydration, because when I do a run walk of about 15 kilometers, at 13 kilometers, at that mark, I would suffer these cramps. And it was said that it was due to dehydration. So water plays a huge role in preventing cramps as well. Thank you for a great show, Clarence. Take care and God bless.
I was just hoping, Mark, you could tell me if water in whiskey also helps, doesn't it? Leanne?
Unfortunately, alcohol does play a role in in putting that electrolyte balance out of kilter. Okay. The water part is more important.
Gotcha. So dehydration is important in terms of what Mark is saying?
Absolutely.
Okay, so there's no further. He's given the answer to his question.
Exactly.
Just like Mark. Good to hear from you, Mark Clench. But let's take a listen to another voice note.
Hi, this is Andre. A very interesting talk about your cramps. My wife gets cramps in her lower leg, and she carries a little vial of salt with her, and she just pours a little bit of salt onto her palm and licks it when she gets a cramp, and then the cramp goes away almost immediately.
Yep.
So that could also be a treatment for somebody with leg or maybe even foot cramps.
Salt is cheaper than a physiotherapist. Watch
yes,
how you answer this question.
Yes, it is. Fortunately, that's not the part that we are actively involved in. That's where the sodium gets boosted with a little bit of salt.
Okay, but you're saying it can help.
Yes, it does.
What about potassium?
So potassium works slightly differently.
Okay.
Potassium and sodium work together in a way where they get muscles, like in your heart, for example. The balance between sodium and potassium needs to be correct in order for the muscles of the heart to function properly.
Okay.
You know, so that's definitely more on the medical side of things. We do need to know about it, but
sure. There's
nothing really a physio can do to improve that. It's
I'm not even certain if it's potassium, but I know she takes the fizzy thing, and apparently it helps with her. Okay. Right. Oh, she shows how much attention. How much attention I am. I want to get into into just massage as a lifestyle. It's, you know, people think I got a cramp now, I got to go to a physiotherapist. But as I said, I go religiously on a Wednesday. And I think it does help, but as a lifestyle, just as a kind of maintenance, keeping the flailing faculties kind of energized.
Yes, it definitely helps. It's got to do with maintaining the length of the muscle, because when muscles shorten and tighten, they not only become short, they also become weak. And that puts the ratio of how you are mechanically using your body, it puts that out of alignment completely. So maintaining the length of the muscle through massage, it's a really good way of doing it, but it still doesn't cover what the root cause of why those cramps exist. Sure. But it definitely helps. So what we as physios do, we both do a massage, or what we prefer to call it is specific soft tissue mobilization, because it's more targeted to the area that you need with a desired outcome that we have set as a goal. But along with stretching and strengthening of those areas so that it doesn't happen. And that's a way of self-managing. So we like to give you tools to be able to self-manage and not allowing that cramp to come back again.
Fascia, I don't think we understand the importance of fascia as a massaging kind of tool, and just liberating, again, the aging fascia in your particular body. But I wanted to ask about how... What is regular? I go on a weekly basis. People can't necessarily afford that on a weekly basis. What could be a regular basis where, like, you take your car in for a service, you go and service your fascia and your muscles?
Would that be for a massage or physiotherapy? Because it would be completely different. I'd say for a massage, you could probably go once a week or every second week if you like.
But for to a physiotherapist, I don't come for such maintenance. Is that what you're saying?
But you physios could get you to a point where if you do it once every 6 weeks or every 2 months would be considered a maintenance for physio.
Okay, for physio.
Yes. Physio wouldn't be as a weekly on the regular thing. Like a massage, yeah.
I got you. But it's good to come to a physio every month or two.
Yes.
You would say that. Don't turn down the business. Come on. I've got some nice messages in here. My daughter and my GP swear by Leanne Samaya as being the best physio. Lots of love from Sharon.
Oh,
you're not paying anybody to say this.
No.
You don't look the type. Don't worry. For Leanne and Camilla, thanks for the informative session. Would you recommend physiotherapy as a career choice for matriculants to consider?
100%. I think if you definitely do need to have some form of passion, but I think if your interest is improving someone's health and in someone's quality of life, then this is definitely, it's definitely a choice for you.
So if you don't, born if you don't to mind be a healer, your, Camilla.
Yes. If you don't mind getting your hands dirty, then yes.
It sounds like a calling, like this is what you've been born for. It comes through all the time. Camilla Johnson, one of the physiotherapists at Leanne Samai Physiotherapy. Leanne and Camilla, I'm getting cramps on my feet when I'm stuck in traffic. Is the traffic related, or is there another issue going on in my body? You know, traffic jams are like that clutch kind of...
Get in your car.
That clutch asks you to stretch. And peak hour traffic is messy. Is it just the duration or what?
Yeah, it can be. And that's got to do with either muscle weakness or the endurance of being able to do that clutch control for... Yeah. I mean, if you're stuck in traffic, coming to town from...
But check it out. Just come and check it out. They're going to give you the questions. You answer the questions. They're going to figure it out. And then you are in their hands, literally. It's been lekker to have you around. Thank you for the insights, Leanne Samai and Camilla Johnson.